Hey, Scott Haley here. You're listening to The Lee Williams Show.
Heaven knows you drive me wild, that look in your eye. Smile so bright, and I know God bless your soul with an angel's touch. Feel so right. Come on, baby, let's dance all night. Now I wanna feel your body right here next to mine. All night, baby, that's what's right. You right here, holding my hand. Nothing in the world could ever replace the love I feel when I see your face. No worries, no cares, nobody's ever gonna stand in our way. With you, girl, you, babe, you're an angel of mine. An angel of mine. There's nobody else in the world. You're the one. You're all I need. And I know, girl, there's been hard days with a guy like me. The test of time. But you, babe, you're the rock of my world. Your heart and soul carry me through. All night, baby, that's what's right. Angel of mine, holding my hand. Nothing in the world could ever replace the love I feel when I see your face. No worries, no cares, nobody's ever gonna stand in our way. With you, girl, you, babe, you're an angel of mine, an angel of mine. Baby, that's what's right. Angel of mine, holding my hand. Nothing in the world could ever replace the love I feel when I see your face. No worries, no cares, nobody's ever gonna stand in our way. You, girl, you, babe, you're an angel of mine, an angel of mine.
Well, on the line now is Scott Haley. Now, he's from Texas, but we're talking to him today in Poland. Scott, welcome.
Hey, glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I mean, you're a Texas singer. Your song, Life I've Lived, is starting to go up the European Top 40. You're up to 17 this week, which is congratulations. And I think that the only way now is even further up the chart, which is great. But why are you in Poland?
Well, you know, and thank you very much. You know, Life I've Lived, that song is, it's coming along. It's defying all my expectations. But the reason I'm here in Poland, I'm actually playing music.
Oh, you're on tour. Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So I played a show in Poznan, Poland, last Saturday. And then this Friday I'm playing, or actually, sorry, this Thursday I'm playing a show in Krakow, and then Friday I'm playing a show in Krakow, and then I'm going to Warsaw for a Halloween bash, and I played a show there.
My goodness, so how did you get into that? Because I know in the older days of country music, I know my good friend George Hamilton IV, he used to go to Poland a lot to play, and there was quite a vibrant country music scene there. So is that still continuing, obviously?
Yes. So, you know, that was when I first started releasing music, you know, in 2018. You know, I noticed that, you know, you can follow your song's progress on Spotify. And I noticed that I had a large listening base out of Poland. And one of the guys, he's a Texas country music promoter for Europe, for Eastern Europe, is Raphael, and I'm terrible with saying Polish names.
I have the same problem,
Raphael Kaluski. And so I connected with him, and, you know, it just so happened that, my other trade is oil and gas. So I was drilling some oil wells in Romania, and it worked out to where I could come to Poland and play for some of the fans that I had here. And I was absolutely shocked by the turnout. I've never, the bars that I've played in and the venues I've played in Texas, you know, I've never seen anybody line dance to my songs. Well, I looked off the stage and they had about 50 people out there line dancing. That was amazing.
Wonderful.
Never seen nothing like it, but they still line dance in Poland.
Good. Well, they still line dance here in England, you know, it's, and it's quite big in France still. You know, Europe is always love line dancing. It's like a national sport to them.
I love it. I love it. You know, we were on a break and there was a song that came on. They wanted me to get there and line dance with them. Well, I can't line dance.
No.
But yeah, so I love it. That's just something I never knew. I never knew that, you know, line dancing was a big thing in Europe. But so it's awesome. It's very awesome that it's still around.
So how long you been over in Europe?
So since April 3rd. I did go. I went back home for about 3 weeks for a visit, just to see family in Texas. But other than that, I've been in Europe ever since April 3rd.
Good. And are you going to stay here for a while, or are you going to go back home and continue touring in the U.S.?
I'm here till December 1st. I'm flying out of Paris on December 1st, and so that'll get me home for Christmas. And I don't know what the plan is after that. You know, I'm definitely going to play some shows when I get back to the U.S. But I'm growing quite fond of Europe.
Good. Well, yeah, they're obviously loving you and the music. You know, they're enjoying it on the radio that it's out there. And like I said, within 2 weeks, you've gone up to 17, which is it's really, really good. So when I first heard your music, I thought, God, he'll do well in Europe. And at that point, I didn't realize you're already here performing.
Hopefully we can meet soon.
Yeah, I hope so. Anyway, let's talk about Scott and your career. How did country music start for you? You said you started recording in 2018.
Yes, yes. I've been a country music fan ever since I could walk. You know, and you know, I absolutely drove my parents crazy. You know, when Achy Breaky Heart came out. You know, around 1992 or 93, and I wore out several Billy Ray Cyrus cassette tapes, and you know, then Garth Brooks, George Strait, Doug Supernall is a big influence and a great friend to me. You know, although until his death a couple of years ago, and you know, it's just I've always played music. You know, I've done more promoting than actually, you know, playing my own music, and you know, just something finally clicked. You know, when you know, about 4 years ago, you know, said, you know, I think it's time to start making my own music.
That's good.
And, yeah, so it's been a wild roller coaster ever since.
So the single that we're playing, Life I Lived, which we'll end up the interview with, and I'll get you to announce it. But so how did that come together?
So that's a song that my friend Paul Cook and I wrote together. It's actually about my life. You know, my mother, she had me when she was real young. She actually got pregnant with me at 13, and you know, decided to keep me. You know, she had a lot of pressure not to keep me. You know, but
sure,
she stuck with it. You know, hung on to her faith in God, and you know, I'm here. And you know, this is just the story of the life that almost never was. But you know, it's been a great life, full of ups and downs. But you know, God's always got me through it. You know, and that's what the song's about. You know, just understand that life's going to have its challenges. It's going to have its good times. It's going to have its bad times again. But they're always going to get better. And, you know, you just got to keep on fighting the good fight.
Mm. So do you have an album out as well?
So I've got an EP release that I'm going to release. I actually just got the final two songs off of it back from mastering last night. So I don't have an exact date, but I'll have a 6-song EP that I'll be releasing here pretty quick.
Okay, well, you sent me a couple of songs which are obviously on the EP. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, well let's talk about them. So because we're going to play them in the interview. So tell me about the first track.
So the first one, I'm trying to remember what I sent you yesterday. The first, Angel of Mine, it's actually a song that I wrote. You know, I started writing that song about 2 years ago, and, you know, it's it didn't quite cut the mustard, you know, to go into production. But when I was sitting out on a drilling rig in Romania, you know, you sit out there around a bunch of men, you get lonely, you know, and that's the perfect time to... it's a perfect time to go back and retouch on a love song. And so we was able to, you know, I worked with John Dan McBride, who's producing the album, and then worked with Paul Cook on, you know, tightening up the writing on that song, and we were able to get a good production.
Good. And the second song?
The second one that I sent you, that was Hillbilly Shuffle.
That's so it. That I was, like that. I think that's going to be a line dance hit here. That's for sure.
Hey, Scott Haley here. You're listening to the Lee Williams Show.
Way out in the country, back up in the woods, there's some people living way out where nobody should. Sometimes at midnight when the moonlight's in the trees, take a jug of white lightning, go down by the creek that shines kicking in. You can see it too, it's grin. When the jump all around moves on the ground, get down, dance to the sound of a redneck banjo. Move to the right, clap, slap a high five, do a laid back jive. When the jump all around moves on the ground, get down, dance to the sound of a redneck banjo. Move to the right, clap, slap a high five, do a laid back jive. Hillbilly shuffle. You can see the fires burning, smell it on the breeze. Roasting pigs and squirrels and cracking corn and smoking weed. Gather up in the holler, tell the stories like the do. When the music starts playing, you'll be moving to the groove. It might be a sin, but you know you want to join in. Oh, when you jump all around, boots on the ground, get down, dance to the sound of a redneck banjo. Move to the right, clap, slap a high five, do a laid back jive. When the jump all around moves on the ground, get down, dance to the sound of a redneck banjo. Move to the right, clap, slap a high five, do a laid back jive. Hillbilly shuffle. Up your hair, don't care, shake your derriere like you just gone crazy. Twirl all around, get up and get down, do a little jog on the hillbilly shuffle. Hillbilly shuffle. Hillbilly shuffle.
So Hillbilly Shuffle, that's, you know, Paul, he's wrote a bunch of songs, and, you know, we've talked about that one before, and, you know, I just never could settle on it. When I got to Europe and saw the line dancing culture, that's when I knew, hey, Hillbilly Shuffle, that one's got to happen. So so we kind of reworked it with John Dan and got a really good production out of it.
Good. So is that likely to be the second single?
Yes. I'd actually sent you two more today. I don't know if you want to talk about them.
Okay. I haven't seen them yet, but please do. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So one of the songs that I sent you, one of the songs, Zombie Town, this was actually one of the first songs that I'd wrote and recorded, and it was very early in my career of producing my own music, and I love the song. I actually wrote it. That's another one that I've wrote. I've added to it over the last couple of years. With the drug epidemic back home, and then the COVID-19 pandemic kind of inspired this song, Zombie Town.
Okay.
And perfect release for Halloween. It's more of a rock song, kind of. I mean, I'm very country when I talk, when I sing, so it can't ever go all the way rock. The music's very rocking. You still got my country vocals on it, though.
That's good. That's good. Well, the beauty of country music, it's got so many styles in its genre anyway, so it can go rock, it can go it can go jazz, it can go whatever, as long as you keep that storyline going, and that's country music. When are you finishing touring? Are you going back to the rigs to December?
No, I've got a show for a film premiere in Cologne, Germany, and that's the last one I have on the books right now. There may be some other stuff come up, but I'm here until December 1st, no matter what. My project in Romania, it's finished up. So, as far as the drilling side of things, I'm done with that. I either decide to take another one or just go on full time music. I'm not real sure what I'm going to do yet.
It's good to have two careers.
Yes. Obviously, I hope it strays more towards music. Music is just a whole lot more fun.
Good. Well, we must talk about England and coming here and all that sort of stuff in the near future. But let's keep in touch. It's been great talking to you, Scott, and we wish you well with the new single, and I want you to announce it because I know it's going to go up the charts, so I'll let you do it now.
Hey, please continue requesting my song, Life I've Lived. So proud to see it climbing up in the charts at number 17 right now, and let's just keep it going.
Scott, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, Lee, very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hey, Scott Haley here. You're listening to The Lee Williams Show.
They all tried to kill me before I was even born. Been through a thousand heartbreaks, soul's been bruised and torn. Nothing was ever easy, I've done things that I regret. They thought I'd fall, but I'm standing tall. They ain't killed me yet. That's the life I've lived. That's the rocks I've kicked. Been so high in the sky and to the bottom of a pit. I may not have come from nothing, but I've given all I've got to give. Paying my dues, win or lose, it's a life I've lived. I take two steps forward, the next step drags me down. Trying to feed my family, pulling black gold from this ground. I fight for those who bled and died, and I want my country back. Don't like the way I live, you can kiss my country ass. That's the life I've lived, and that's the rocks I've kicked. Been so high in the sky and to the bottom of a pit. I may not have come from nothing, but I give it all I've got to give.
life I've lived, and that's the rocks I've kicked. I've been so high in the sky, to the bottom of the pit. May not have come from nothing, but I get all I've got to give. Paying my dues, win or lose, it's a life I've lived.
It's a life I've lived. It's the rocks I've kicked. Been so high.